Today's devotional is based on Psalm 72, and it was written by the Reverend Paula Cooper. As I write this reflection, there's a heaviness on my heart, perhaps on yours as well. The factors causing this heaviness have tirelessly held residence in my life for so very long. Yet it appears that many people have become anesthetized to them, probably because these things don't affect all of us. I'm puzzled by the way some can just ignore the police killings happening in our society, the racial injustices and systemic structures that are perpetuating violence and brutality against our fellow Christian siblings, especially those who are Black, Indigenous, and other people of color. As anesthetized people, are we so possessed with unsympathetic and impenetrable hearts, minds, ears, and eyes that we ignore these issues and accept the status quo? Is this how we love God with all our hearts, minds, souls, and strength? Is this how we love our neighbors? Is this stinking thinking by some Christians produced by faith? Or has it trickled down from those who possess wealth or have powerful leadership positions? I learned in 2014, when Mr. Michael Brown was killed in Ferguson, Missouri, that one driver of racism is privilege and power. Some of us have used our privilege and power to lord it over the least of these, marginalized people, to keep them in their less powerful, less privileged places. And at the very same time, we demonstrate that we think their lives don't matter. Shame on us. All lives matter, true, but the lives of Black, Indigenous, and other people of color matter particularly to God, because they are among the least of these who have been oppressed by those with privilege and power. When Jesus comes again, how will he find Christians treating one another? Will he find us acting out of our privilege and power? Will we, especially those in leadership positions, be humbly transformed and possess the justice of God that the psalmist prays for in Psalm 72? My hope is that all who are in leadership positions will use their privilege and power to humbly observe verses 2-4 in Psalm 72. As verse 7 says, may peace abound for all under their leadership. May these leaders hear the calls of our needy siblings and respond as specified in verses 12-14. As these transformations and righteous actions are evident in their leadership, may they be blessed according to verses 15-17. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, with heavy hearts we pray that the season of Advent and Jesus' return will find leaders who live by the words of Psalm 72. We ask that those in leadership positions who possess privilege and power would work for the good of all people. As this happens, help us to remember to give you, Lord God, all of the glory and praise. Amen.